if an SEO wants to try something, how do they know it's not going to create a negative impact for the business?
Yeah, so I often encourage people to, if the site is large enough, I encourage them to try on a subdirectory. Just, we're making changes here. Or I had a client, we made changes on a single page. You know, they had like 600 pages. Single page is an important page. And it took the work we had to do was quite a bit for that page. New copy, new templates, you know, that stuff. But we proved it out. We proved it on that page and we expanded to 6 pages. And now, you know, if that's successful, we're going to expand to, you know, 130 pages. So that's typically how we do it. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to roll a change out throughout the entire site and just watch what happens. Give it enough time. That's one mistake I see people make is they roll out a change, you know, traffic dips 10%. They're like, oh, pull it back. No. Give it some weeks, you know, a month or two for the signals to propagate fully. Then we'll pull it back. We'll see what happens. But yeah, you don't go all in all the time.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.